is the Chris Abraham Show.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 8 of the Chris Abraham Show, I believe. Let me make sure, just in case. And I'm going to be making this kind of patchy over the course, Season 6, Episode 8. I don't know what this episode is going to be about. Maybe this episode will be about Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and my current progress with regards to paying tweetdeleter.com money to delete the 250,000 tweets that I've accrued since 2007. And now there's like, last time I looked, there's 1,076, which is a much lower than 250,000 or 246,000. And why did it, why you should consider it, and all that good stuff. I'll talk to you soon. I don't know, but maybe a year ago, I had been doing all kinds of things to try to figure out how to monetize my YouTube. I was doing stupid things, like I was taking podcasts and using this cool RSS to YouTube converter and making, basically posting all kinds of podcasts onto my account. And then I started doing it for this podcast. And apparently, no shit, I say some controversial stuff on this podcast. So when I've been fighting Google for the last 5 years, you know, getting dinged and getting warnings and stuff and then waiting them out. And then I just became belligerent because I wanted to have enough views to be able to monetize and all this other stuff. It was youtube.com/Chris Abraham. And I used to be monetized, but then they created a limit on it and I didn't. And then, like I said, I'm a violent experimenter. And a year ago, they torched my entire channel, youtube.com/Chris Abraham, that I had since, you know, 2005, basically. And I don't care. Like, there's videos from my time in Berlin, from my time in Portland, from my time in Paris, like loads of memories. And fuck, I don't care. Like, I don't go back and look at them. I've got all these videos of me riding my bike in Berlin to the Goethe Institute, and in the morning, you know, riding along the street and on bike lanes, and this video I took, which was sort of popular, of Mexico City, and a video that was my most popular, which is basically the shelf toilet in my apartment in Berlin. I had one of those old-fashioned shelfy toilets where you poop on it and you can look at your poop before you flush. And everything, every video in the entire world I've ever had that's not cross-posted onto Facebook is gone. Poof. And so, since I had been so belligerent over Ukraine, just going ahead and being willing to take all kinds of chances, because I thought that war was so stupid and so preventable. I know that everything that I delete from Twitter isn't gone from the world. I'm not naive enough to think that if I delete it from 250,000 tweets for the last, 16 years? I don't know math or counting or subtraction. But I have no way to enjoy any of it. It's all bullshit, right? And any kind of really controversial thing that I've said is, you know, in someone's back pocket, whether it's, you know, I don't know, a Palantir or NSA or CIA or whatever. But every single tweet I've ever tweeted in my entire life is gone now. I have an archive that I'm going to figure out how to make it searchable, but everything's gone. And like I said, I'm not naive. Like, the things that I've said can be used against me. But anybody who's stupid will never be able to find them. So it'll just be a little bit harder, right? If you really want to get me, you totally can get me, because, like, I'm not doing anything extreme. I paid Tweet Deleter $10, I think, and downloaded the archive. They made me download because I had, you know, over 246,000 tweets. So I downloaded the archive, which took 24 hours to get. Then they told me that if you had more than, 3 gigs of archives, that you need to unzip the archive, go to data, copy all that stuff, and paste it into the upload box. And then it gave me the process of deleting everything. And then I set it up so that from now on, every 7 days, my tweet will go poof. So, and I like that. I have an instance on abraham.su, chris@abraham.su. I have an instance of Mastodon, and I have that set up so that every 7 days my toots go poof. So it's fun, you know. Like, Facebook is the place where I've uploaded, you know, photos since 2006. And so, like, if I want to find photos I've uploaded from my JROTC days, or pictures of my mom or my dad or my childhood, or any kind of group nostalgia, Taggy McTagface, things that other people upload with me on it, that's the place I go. And I also go to my Flickr, and I also go to my Google Photos. So really, just blitzing Twitter is a no-brainer, because I've always said controversial things because I'm relatively anti-establishment and anti-authority. And people really took frickin' Ukraine seriously, man. Whereas a blind, deaf, dumb person could realize that Russia was going to invade Ukraine, because Russia's been saying that if you commit to NATO, or if you commit to the EU, and if you're not a neutral zone, a DMZ, if you're not a safe place for ethnic Russians, if you're not for us, you're against us. And to show how much patience Putin and Russia had, they haven't done anything like sanction anybody over anything over the last 30, 40 years. We've been doing all the sanctioning, all the saber rattling, all the aggression, all the fomenting regime change, all the crushing of democracy, and all that other stuff, and our endless growth across Europe, doing it through subterfuge, and then saying that it's all democracy and what the people wanted. Yeah, every single country that chose the EU and NATO was opted in after all conditions were made ripe by State Department agitators. So on that note, I'm going to pick up my breakfast, and I will talk to you again in a few. Oh, things like what I'm saying now, totally why YouTube completely nuked my channel. It really doesn't matter much, guys. I mean, even though I have, I don't know, how many do I have? Even though theoretically I have 42.4 thousand followers on Twitter, and I've been around since 2007, I am, and whenever you do a test on my followers, it is only 2% spam followers. In spite of all these things, and I guess every one of those 42.4 thousand people might have very well muted me or whatever. They didn't block me, or they didn't unfollow me. So I just assume that I have an extreme bozo filter on my account. I guess shadow banning, shadow blocking, the term that we used to use back in the day in the world of message boards, forums, and online communities was bozo filter. And hopefully, when I run this through ChatGPT to write out the glossary, I want ChatGPT to define bozo filter as well as it possibly can. Because I think that as a platform, I've been bozo filtered. And one of the reasons why I'm so happy to delete all of my content and then set it up so that every 7 days my tweet goes poof is, you know, just to kind of make it less important, make it less important, get off my own high horse, and really throw, I don't know what Twitter's going to say with the algorithm, because, you know, over the course of 1 day, 250,000 records in the Twitter database just went poof. And maybe they'll reconsider my account. Maybe if I am more selective and less bombastic, less of a, quote, edgelord. And be sure, ChatGPT, to please create a glossary entry on what edgelord means, because not even I'm sure. But bombastic iconoclast, I don't know. In spite of that, we'll see what happens, you know. And now I'm just going to behave like Chris Abraham on Mastodon instead of on Twitter. And I can see when entire instances block me or block my domain. I can see when people block me. I can see the walls that are being built. Since I am the only user and also the super user of my instance, abraham.su, the only user on there, I can see when people don't like my posts enough to submit reports. And when they submit the reports about me, they submit the reports about me to me, and then I just ignore them. There is zero accountability, except that over time, I will be walled off from probably every Glassjaw instance or every thin-skinned interest, or definitely I'm going to be blocked off from every homogenous instance, every instance that has to have a certain type of person, you know, and every instance that considers Mastodon to be a safe space. And, you know, honestly, it's a gift, right? If you know all you're going to do is be stepping on toes, it's better when people leave my own personal dance hall, right? So if everybody's got leftist feet, I am tired of caring about stepping on them, right? So by doing things like sharing RT, sharing Sputnik, sharing Epoch News, sharing Al Jazeera News, writing. And I also like to, when I'm really can't sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, I like going into what's called the Fediverse River, where everybody who hasn't put up a wall against me or who posts their toots in the public, into the public, I get to see them from around the world. And I just always take my liberty, since they're public tweets, I always take my liberty to engage. But I'm not Pander McPanderface, which is why I guess I'm nuked from... Oh, I can say this. You know, I was so envious of Milan Kundera as a Czech man, Czech writer, who self-exiled to Paris. I always love when an intellectual self-exiles, because self-exile sounds so much better than it is. What it is actually is just like moving away from your shitty country. It's emigrating. All frickin', everybody emigrates from their country of Oregon, their country of origin, based on not liking it where they are or liking it better somewhere else. Whether it be economic or educational or where your friends are or where you can find a job. But the reason why Milan Kundera self-exiled is because he politically disagreed from the thought police that were the thought policing that was happening in his Czechoslovakia, that under the Soviet and behind the Soviet Iron Curtain. So what he did and what he called it was self-exile. So I was exiled from, I was totally exiled from YouTube, but I'm self-exiled from Starbucks. All right, they're about to start the leaf blowers, so I'm going to stop now, and I might come back to this to close out. Love you guys. So I don't know what I've been told. Apple wings are made of gold. C-130 roll down the strip. Anyway, I don't know. I would like to see if anything changes. Nothing changed for me under Elon. Like, I didn't all of a sudden get un-bozo-filtered or whatever. Like, I feel like I used to do a lot. I used to do a lot of, like, market spam on Twitter. So maybe I got blackballed based on the fact that I was not adding value to the conversation. So who knows? After deleting 250,000 posts, I wonder if it's going to throw a flag anywhere. And if anyone's going to notice or care. I don't care. I like having my Twitter. I like having twitter.com/ChrisAbraham. And I like being able to share that I have Twitter on my website and my blog posts and everywhere else. And so I would prefer people who come to my Twitter not automatically think that I'm the most polarizing fucker in the world, and that so that they don't know how fucking stupid Ukraine was for even falling for this. I mean, listen, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are dead. Ukrainians are dead. Tens of thousands of Russians are dead. I know they like to make it the other way around, but I'll be honest with you. All the civilians in the war are Ukrainian, right? So the only people who die who are Russian are soldiers, no civilians. So ergo, any civilian casualties, unless they're from hypersonic missiles sent into Russia or whatever, cruise missiles, every single dead baby is going to be a Ukrainian dead baby. Every single dead mommy is going to be a Ukrainian dead mommy. Every single dead granny is going to be a Ukrainian dead granny. Whether or not they're ethnically Russian. So every single developmentally challenged child is going to be a Ukrainian developmentally challenged child. Every single innocent, every single priest, rabbi, every single everybody who's not in uniform is going to be Ukrainian, because Ukrainian war is happening in Ukraine. And Russian citizens are staying the F out. So, hate to say it, Russia has so little exposure. So little exposure. This is a raise Ukrainians. This is a fish in a barrel killing of Ukrainian party. So, that was a really stupid war to get into. And it's all America and Great Britain's fault. I don't know why we did it. I don't know why we want to do it. But John McCain, God damn his soul to hell, was always messing around 10 years ago, 15 years ago in Ukraine. Frickin' neocons, man. Neocons and neolibs are the same thing. So these are the things over the last, since 2014, I've been saying on Twitter, and I just don't want those chickens to roost anymore. If someone wants to do some sort of, I don't know, deep dive, if someone wants to piece together some sort of hit piece, the benefit of being bozo filtered for the last 10 years, in my opinion, is I am not worth raising a finger over. I mean, I have no power. I have no popularity. I have no engagement. I have no influence. I'm completely and perfectly contained. I am a firefly in a bottle. I might have a really, really glowy butt, but it's contained by glass and a lid. And I bet you they thought I'd be starved out by now and dead on the bottom of the bottle. So that's what I'm going to do. I recommend you guys do it if you want. The great thing about the tool, Tweet Deleter, is that it gives you a lot of, like, a lot of really cool scripts that you can follow. You know, delete certain ones, delete them in batches, based on keywords, based on frequency, based on age, all kinds of really cool stuff. So you should totally check that out. And I don't have a lot more to say about it. I think that all the terrible things I've ever said is on my Tumblr, which is chris-abraham.com. Because whenever I get a real good zinger, I post it there. Chris-abraham.com is where my Tumblr is. And the good thing is that Tumblr is so full of porn that any content you throw in it to Tumblr, Google search doesn't care a thing about it. It doesn't give any shits. So, anyway, on that note, I haven't done any editing on Facebook. I am what I am, but I'm a little bit more careful there. Whenever I want to be a real asshole, I go into Facebook Messenger and share with a group that I have full of tinfoil hat people. I think it's called Tinfoil or something. Fun group, fun little chat group. And of course, there's my buddy Kay. He and I are monsters, and my buddy Mark. He's not a monster, but whenever he gets around me, apparently I'm the baddie. Fuck, my entire life, I didn't know that I was a monster. Turns out that everybody else knew, and I thought Mark was the monster, but it turns out everybody around Mark thinks that he is God's gift to sweetness, kindness, and love. Whereas apparently all my friends are pretty sure that at some point in my life I've taken a life. Literally, my friends wouldn't be surprised if I had killed somebody, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's fucking cool. But if I were to be circumspect and think about it a little bit further, I like to reframe it as I would kill for them, or kill to protect them, or kill to protect them on behalf of their life and happiness and safety. But I don't know if that's what they mean. So on that note, this is the end, my friend. This is the end. Oh, and I'm approaching Iditos. Oops. Damn it. I completely forgot that I ordered a coffee at Starbucks. I'm going to completely walk all the way back there because it's sitting there for me. And I completely forgot that I did this a long time ago. And so that's where I'm going to get my coffee instead of at Iditos, which is my favorite place. Also, I think maybe Instagram's a little dodgy in terms of my content. But like I said, like, you need to have visual content on Instagram. So generally when I just have a brain fart that I need to share, I share it on I share it on Mastodon, Twitter, and maybe Facebook, and sometimes Tumblr. So, I don't know. I don't know what I've been told. Airborne wings are made of gold. So, anyway, we'll see. It'll be really interesting as I make a real deep cut to Twitter, what outcome there is in terms of whether or not my reputation is healed, whether or not my engagement is restored, whether or not I throw a red flag and someone looks at my account and sees that it's all messed up 10 years ago and I'm restored to greatness, or if for whatever reason I threw a term of service by deleting a 250,000 tweets and now I'm in trouble, we'll only know over time. So what is, oh, so the rest of my day is going to be working, and then it's going to rain at around 3. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to continue cleaning my apartment. And then tomorrow morning, oh, and I had a big breakfast. I had sausage, bacon, and ham omelet with home fries and cheddar. And so that's my one meal a day. And I did that yesterday too, but I ate more in the afternoon. So I'm probably in a very unhealthy body state at the moment. On that note, Zoe's tomorrow. My goal today is to make that my, like 1300 calories, I think, to make that my one meal until tomorrow after park run, when I will eat after the run is over. All I'm going to do in the morning is I'm going to drink maybe two scoops of chocolate protein powder with creatine in it and a bunch of coffee, and I'll make that my breakfast, and then I will have a real breakfast at 10:30. Como dia, 10:30 or 11 o'clock on Saturday morning after park run and when we go to the coffee hour after. I don't mind if my espresso is cold, but I know if someone else took it or they threw it away, I know they'll make me another one, which makes me happy. They'll do that for me. Ooh. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon. You guys have a good morning. Bye-bye. Hey, this is the Chris Abraham Show, Season 6, Episode 8 again. I was just thinking about the number one reason why raising and nuking my entire Twitter.com/Chris Abraham, 250,000 tweets is, who knows what kind of crazy shit I said during COVID. Also, who knows about the crazy things I said during Trump's presidency? Who knows the crazy things I said during January 6th? Obviously, the crazy things I've said about Ukraine war. And who knows the crazy things I said about the election between Trump and Biden? And who knows the kind of things I said, you know, while I felt safe in Berlin or whatever. Like, there's just so much. This goes all the way back to working at Edelman. Well, just after Edelman. It goes through all of Abraham Harrison. It goes through all of Garris Corp. It goes through everything. It's all gone. Who knows? I had this thing called aphantasia, and I've got this thing called SDAM, which means, like, I really do not hold these memories in my head. And by purging them, I really let them go. And so they don't exist anymore. And that makes me happy. And maybe what I'll do is I'll take the archive, and I found some instructions on how to turn the Twitter archive into a searchable database. But who knows? May or may not do that. I uploaded the archive to three of my cloud services. So NSA and CIA, if you want to go delete those, you're welcome to do so. And like I said, I know that everything on the internet is forever, but I am so low caste, and I am so low, what is the term for it, prestige, that there's no reason, aside from future employers, to really do that much of a care about what I have or and haven't said. And honestly, if all of a sudden, you know, in a couple of years, I'm a big muckety-muck, it'll just be enough of a pain in the ass to find all those old tweets that, you know, you're going to have to throw some good money at it. And you know, the good news is that there's no direct, you know, there's no screenshots and there's no direct link to tweets or any other convenient thing that would be easy to share by doing a little bit of searching on Twitter. So if you guys want to do it too, like I said, www.tweetdeleter.com. Not tweet delete. I chose tweet deleter. The icon is a little nuclear bomb, or a new kind of the bomb, World War II bomb that they drop from airplanes. So that was the right one for me. It's pretty affordable, and it works. Personally attesting to it. All right. Finally, got my espresso. I visited the loo in the worst way possible. And because I don't have aphantasia, sorry I did that to you. Nobody ever wants to have that idea in their head. And now I will drink my coffee. I will go to maybe Idito's for real, maybe just to the library, and I'll talk to you soon. The Chris Abraham Show, Season 6, Episode 8. Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.